As I said before, we're starting a new Simon, Simon Kuf Tess, page 274. Okay, so the basic topic is how a person should be in sync with a minion that he's davening with. But before we get into that, I want to do a brief introduction by the Aruch HaShulchan so that we have a little more solid footing on these halakhas that we're about to learn. So Aruch HaShulchan says as follows, Kosov HaTur. So the Torah writes as follows, HaNichnas LeBeis HaKnesses U'matzat Tzibur Mispalim. Come into shul. I know this doesn't happen to anybody here, but you came in late. So again, for everybody here, it's hypothetical. But it's still Torah. And you found people davening, the shul davening. So the halacha is, Im yochol lahachlio v'lig mor kon shagia shatz l'kedusha yispalo. So if you could start Shmon Esrei and finish Shmon Esrei before the Chazan gets to Kedusha, you should do so. Vim Lav, and if you cannot finish in time that you'd be done by the time they say Kedusha, Ayis Paul, you shouldn't start davening. Why? Lefishet Sarach Lomar Kedusha Imatzibur, because you have to say Kedusha with a minion. It's hard to do without a minion. It's impossible. And therefore, you won't be able to because you'll be in the middle of Shmon Esrei. V'im nichnas achar kedusha. Let's say you came after kedusha. Im yochol lahatkel v'lig mor kom shiagi ashas l'modim. So then, also, if you came and it's after kedusha, so fine, it's after kedusha. But do you have enough time to get to modim? The chazan getting to modim. Then again, you should daven v'ilav, but if you will not finish Shmon Esrei before they get to modim, the chazan gets the repetition of modim, ayispal. Again, you shouldn't daven. Why? Because you have to bow when everybody else bows for modim, and v'yanir kekofer. It will look like you're a kofer. Lefi shatzibor mistachlin lo. It looks like everybody's bowing to you and you're not bowing. So therefore, again, so the Torah is saying, we have two separate halachas. Well, separate halachas on the same idea. In other words, person came late for davening, so should they start Shmon Esrei? Answer is, will you blow Kedusha this way? If you will, so then wait at Shira Chadasha, right? That's where you'll wait. And then answer Kedusha, and then start. Okay, but then when you start then, you still have another problem. Because you'll be davening Shmon Esrei, so you'll be up to, I don't know, Tka B'Shofar, I don't know, something like that. We don't bow in Tka B'Shofar, as we'll see later. And everybody else is bowing at Modim, and you're not bowing. So that's the second halacha. That's part B.
What's considered Tefillah
B'Tzibur? We're going to get to that. We'll see. Well, let's just go with the simple explanation. The second explanation is you start Shmon Esrei with everybody else. But we'll see. V'chein hu b'shochanach tzif alv v'heim shnei ma'amars b'brachos. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains these are two separate gemaras in brachos. Echad al kedusha v'echad al modim. One is a halacha tama kedusha. You gotta say kedusha. If you gotta blow the kedusha, don't start davening because you gotta blow kedusha. And then the separate gemara. In other words, it's not one gemara. Two separate gemaras. One Gemara talks about Kedusha, don't miss Kedusha. The other one says you got a modem problem. Uva Gemara gam b'modim isa aloshan aniklans beis haknesses matzot tzibor shemis palim ayin sham. Again, the Gemara uses the same language that it does by Kedusha, by modem as it does by Kedusha, meaning that if a person came late, they found the tzibor davening, so we say if you're going to miss Kedusha, don't start davening. So the Aruch HaShulchan says we see the same thing. The Gemara says the same similar idea by modim. Come to shul, you're late. You're gonna start Shmon Esrei. If you start Shmon Esrei, you'll have a modim problem. Everybody will be bowing, and you won't be able to bow because you're in a place you can't bow. You're in the middle of brachas. So then don't daven Shmon Esrei yet. Wait. Okay, so that's the basic background. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan goes on explaining. Is there an equation between Kedusha and the Modim Halacha? But at this point already, now we got a little background so we could see the Machaber. So once again, page 274, Simon Kuf Tess. So now you know what's going on. Hanichnas beis haknesses. So somebody comes into shul. Umatza sibor mispalim, and he finds the minyan davening. Davening what? Obviously davening Shmon Esrei. Im yachol lahatcha v'lig mor kolam shiagia shatz the kedusha. So if you could start, either they daven slow, you daven fast, or a combination of those, and you could finish before they do kedusha, ola kaddish, or you'll finish Shmon Esrei. You could finish Shmon Esrei before kaddish. Is that very interesting? Yispal. So then you should daven. Now I know everybody's looking like, why kaddish? So first of all, we'll see. There's a famous Mishnah Brura here. The Mishnah Brura, long Mishnah Brura, Mishnah Brura Dalad. It's but way down in Dalad. Actually, it's five lines down from the wide lines. That the Mishnah Brura says that answering Omenya Heishmei Rava is more important than davening Betzibor, than davening with a Tzibor. We all know how important Omenya Heishmei Rava is. We're going to get into that. So here the Mishnah Brura explains that what's going on here. You just said I should not start Shmon Esrei if I'm going to blow Kedusha. If I'm going to blow Kedusha, I'm definitely going to blow. So Kaddish is after that. What's the problem? So the Mishnah Brura gives the obvious, at least obvious until, not obvious until you see it. And the Mishnah Brura says the Mechaber is talking about Maariv. In other words, you come into Shul and you're late for Maariv. So everybody started davening Shmon Esrei from Maariv. So what's the halacha? Just start Shmon Esrei, right? No. Based upon this halacha, Kaddish is more important than Kedusha. So if we say by Kedusha, let's say for Shacharis, or for Mincha, don't start Shmon Esrei if you're going to blow Kedusha. So the same thing would apply by Maariv. You come into Shul and you see, you peek over and you see like everybody's up to Modim, or everybody's up to something like a Shalom Rav. So don't start Shmon Esrei. Why? Because in a couple minutes they're going to be saying Kaddish, and you're going to be in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and you won't be able to answer Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. Right? Even though you could stop and listen. Right? But still, that's Shomea Kona. Your Shomea, listening, is like answering. It's only like answering. It's not like actually answering. So we'd rather have you actual answer if you can. So therefore, now the Mechaber includes Kaddish. It's important to daven with a tzibur. But if you're going to lose Kedusha, or you're going to lose a Kaddish, don't do it. And the Ramah says, V'hu adin amein da'kel ha'kadosh, v'shomea tefila dinon ke'kaddish u'kedusha. And the Ramah says the same thing applies to the amein, to ha'kel ha'kadosh, and the brocha shomea tefila. So now, according to this Ramah, you're really in a box. Because if you came in late, and you're going to miss the amein to shomea tefila, so you shouldn't start yet. But we'll see more about this tomorrow, Mir Hashem. Okay, pick up the Machaber, Vim Lav. If you're going to blow this, in other words, you're going to miss Kaddish or Kedusha, Ayis Palel. You shouldn't daven. You should wait till you answer these things, Kaddish or Kedusha, or be able to bow from Odim. And then you should start davening afterwards. Okay, so Mir Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick this up. See some Mishnah Brurahs about this, and we'll see a little more about this halacha.